If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards has entertainment news. I want to announce that my Spotify listening age, Dean, is 111, in case you were wondering. They did come out with the top five songs for Chicago, didn't they?
Yeah, I knew one of them, so I was happy about that. Let me play this is the number one most listen to song on the Spotify charts. See if you can guess who it is. What do you think? The Archies?
No. It's not the DeFranco family. It's not Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
It is not The Night Chicago Died.
Not Paper Lace.
It is Kendrick Lamar and SZA. That's their song called Luther. Number one, the most listened to song in Chicago for Spotify, the most streamed artist for Chicago for 2025 was Drake, Kendrick Lamar's rival. He doesn't have any songs in the top five for Chicago, but the rest of the top five go like this. Bad Bunny is number two. He's the one guy who's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show. He's got a song called DTMF. He was the most listened to artist nationally. After that, the only song that I knew in the top five, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. It is a really nice song. Alex Warren after that, Ordinary and Timeless by The Weeknd. And Playboi Carti. I looked up the oldies. What are the most played oldies on Spotify? Since most of us are reacting as if someone just handed us a Lollapalooza rundown and we have no idea who they are. Stand By Me by Ben E. King apparently is the most listened to song on Spotify in the oldies category.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know the name Steve Cropper, but musicians know all about this guy, and sad to hear that he has passed away.
Yeah, you may not know his name, but boy, you sure know some of the music that he contributed to, created in the 1960s and 70s especially. Take a listen. Yeah, that is him on that searing guitar in Soul Man. This happens to be the Blues Brothers version of it because he was part of the Blues Brothers band along with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
But yeah, those guys loved Steve Cropper.
Oh, my gosh. He when you watch that movie, you see him all over it and how much he contributed. But he was also... He played guitar on the original version of Soul Man with Sam and Dave. He co-wrote the song Sitting on the Dock of the Bay that Otis Redding sang. Also, the original version of the song Knock on Wood and Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour. He was an original member of the legendary Booker T and the MGs. It's hard to find songs that he was not part of back in the day, in the early days of R&B, especially Philadelphia R&B. He's a two-time Grammy winner, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. Steve Cropper was 84 years old.
We talked to him here a few years ago. We'll play a little clip from that conversation in our next hour. Scarlett Johansson is joining up with the Batman, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. She was definitely a part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe for a very long time. And, you know, it's a big deal that she's moving over to Batman because that's DC Comics. And, if you're a comic book head, your mind exploded when you heard this news. But she is reportedly in talks to join the sequel to Robert Pattinson's The Batman that came out in 2022. It was a huge hit, grossed $772 million. And Scarlett Johansson would be a nice addition to the whole thing. Zoe Kravitz was in the original movie, The Batman, as the Catwoman. She is not expected to return to the franchise. None of this is even going to hit screens probably until October of 2027. So we'll get together again in 2 years and talk about it.
Can't wait. Dean, what are the Rosemont police saying now about that Tara Reid case?
Yeah, this is getting kind of complicated and kind of interesting. About a week ago, Tara Reid, actress Tara Reid, was in town. She was at the Rosemont Doubletree Hotel. She stepped outside to have a smoke, according to her. And when she came back, there was a napkin on top of her drink that she did not put there. She sipped from it and then claims that somebody put something in her drink and she passed out. She collapsed, had to be taken to the hospital. So Rosemont police have been doing some investigating about this. They say that they have looked at new security video and they have interviewed witnesses and say there are no signs that anyone tampered with Tara Reid's drink. So they are now waiting for hospital records to take a look at any tests that may have been done when she did go to the hospital. But they say for now no crime has been committed. The investigation remains open. There's been no comment from Tara Reid.
And in the Matthew Perry case, is that all over now with that doctor going to prison?
Almost all over. Dr. Salvador Plasencia yesterday pleaded guilty to distributing ketamine to Matthew Perry, who died from a fatal overdose. He now has been sentenced to 30 years in jail as a result of that. Matthew Perry's mother was there for the sentencing, and she lashed out at the doctor, who texted that Matthew Perry, quote, was a moron in text messages that he had been sending. And, Matthew Perry's mother said, how could a doctor could have done that? The doctor in court apologized, said he should have done more to protect his patients. But it's not quite over yet because there are four other people who also pleaded guilty in Perry's death, and they have not been sentenced yet. But once they are, then this pretty much should be done.
Very upsetting story. Another reason to come downtown, despite the weather, more of the Robert Redford tribute. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is going on at the Gene Siskel Film Center. I love any time I can see old movies on big screen because most of us have only seen them, on our TV sets at home, on or maybe streaming, maybe, back in the day. I used to go over to Facets Multimedia and rent VHS tapes of old movies. But now, after Robert Redford's death, the Gene Siskel Film Center is doing something special called Golden Boy, a Robert Redford retrospective. It's going on all month. It kicked off this past Tuesday, but the next installment is tonight with a showing on big screen of Robert Redford's movie Tell Them Willie Boy Is Here. But after that, it's going to be All the President's Men, The Sting, The Way We Were, Jeremiah Johnson, The Natural, Quiz Show. There's quite a list. If you go to SiskelFilmCenter.org, you can see all the details and the times and how to get tickets and all that. But, boy, if you can see some of these great old movies, The Sting, The Way We Were, The Natural on big screen, nothing like it.
All the President's Men is my favorite.
Yeah, true.
And finally, I got a text yesterday. Bob, check out the video I'm sending you from Cops, or Copes, K-O-P-P-S, custard stand in Milwaukee. Hugh Jackman was serving this cold treat on a cold day. The line went on forever. I got tired of watching to see where the end was. And I have a note here on this text. Ask Dean, is this possible? Did this really happen?
Yeah, this really did happen. I mean, you thought we were crazy in Chicago waiting in line for blocks and blocks to get a free hot dog at the Wiener Circle. Hugh Jackman came to Milwaukee because he's got a new movie that's going to be coming out on Christmas Day called Song Sung Blue. It's not a Neil Diamond biopic. It's the story about a real-life Milwaukee couple who were part of a Neil Diamond tribute band. So they decided to do a Milwaukee premiere of the movie. They did that the other night at the Oriental Theater there in Milwaukee. And, you know, it was really nice. And people were packed, but the footage of thousands of people standing in line in the, we know how cold it was. I mean, you know, Milwaukee weather is basically the same as ours. How snowy and cold it's been the last couple of days. People were standing in line for hours to get a cone, frozen custard and a cone scooped up and, you know, handed to them by Hugh Jackman. So,
was the attraction Hugh Jackman or the free custard?
Well, I understand that it's very, very good custard. I've never had it, but the next time I go there, I definitely want to try it. I can pretty much promise you that it will not be from standing outside in the cold and waiting for hours to get it. But they had a great time there. Hugh Jackman seemed to have a really great time. And as I say, the movie is going to be opening on Christmas Day. So we'll look forward to that. And next week, I'm going to be talking with Hugh Jackman. So I'm curious from his side of the custard counter what that was like. I just, you know, yeah. looking at people standing outside in the cold all bundled up.
Ask him if he's planning now to open up his own place because of
his own custard stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked like he was having fun passing it out and taking selfies with people.
And nobody even had to take their shirt off. How about that? Not soup, custard. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.